Welcome back, everybody, to Overdunk. This is episode 71 of your favorite competitive Pokemon Unite podcast. My name is Zoinks, your host, as always, and today I am joined by the current May Finals champions, that's right, the current record holders in Pokemon Unite, Team YouTube, taking on their first title of the season in what was an absolutely insane run through a tournament. We've talked about it on the show last night, probably the hardest bracket that any team has had to face in a top 8 run at that point, and you took it home in an incredible fashion. Grand Finals, you reset the bracket. There's a lot to talk about. We're going to get into all of it. I cannot wait, but without further ado, I got to introduce all of you. Akilo, you're in my top left, so why don't you introduce yourself? You've been on the show before, but just say who you are and then what role you play for Team YouTube.
I'm Akilo. I play support.
Okay, cool. New camera just came on. Chaotic, welcome back to the show. What are you doing for Team YouTube these days?
I'm living in a saddle room.
That's true.
Sorry, can you say that again?
What are you playing for Team YouTube these days? Role wise,
sorry, I cannot hear you. What plan?
Yeah, like what role are you playing for the team?
Oh, attack.
Okay, cool. Very cool. I got you all the way up, I think, already. All right, that's okay. Okay, attacker role for the squad. Sam, how about you? Welcome to the show. Your first time, I believe. Yes. Sam, welcome to the show. What role do you play for Team YouTube?
I play jungle.
Jungle, very nice. Fui, welcome to the show. First time for you as well. How about you? We'll skip Fui. We'll come back to Fui. What's up? What's up, Phil? Also, welcome to you.
I was going to say, saving the best for last, but Fui kind of messed that up. All right?
True.
I'm Phil Hughes, and I play Defender for Team YT.
Defender. Okay, sick. The self-voted MVP of the tournament run, Phil Hughes himself.
I think most would agree.
Okay, sure. There's a couple of votes going either directions. I like it. Sweet. Well, Team YouTube, you have been, Phil, you and Fui, the two of you have been and Sam have been a squad for a long, long time now. So talk to me, how long have kind of the core of you three, you've had a couple of other teammates here and there, but how long have the core of you three been playing competitive Unite together? And how long has Team YouTube been a thing?
All right, I'll start us off first. I think we've been playing since probably season 2 of Unite is when our team initially formed. I was initially a top laner, and then Fui stole my role, and then I had to go bottom.
Okay.
And then somewhere along there, we picked up Sam, and us three as a core have been playing just for so incredibly long.
Yeah.
And there were some team roster changes every now and then, but we always usually end up qualifying, and we do pretty well. And you mentioned earlier we went through a really hard bracket or group stage. And I feel like every big tournament, we always go through a super hard bracket for some reason.
That is fair. Yeah, you have had some cursed brackets so far this year. That is very true. But I mean, this time, I guess practice paid off. You learned how to beat the best teams in the game and you made it look good. That's been really fun. Sam, you've been on this squad for a long time too. I mean, Phil and Fui, kind of the oldest members, you sort of ranking right underneath that in terms of varsity. But Sam, what makes Team YouTube unique? What makes Team YouTube different than all the other teams competing in Unite right now?
I don't know. We're just very entertaining.
That's true. That is
everything
true.
Is on stream. You guys basically have map hack. You guys could basically study us and figure us out. So you guys should just guarantee win when you play against us.
No delay.
The no delay courage there.
I can't
that.
Read chat if there's delay. Mid tournament.
If we don't know what we're doing, how's the enemy team gonna know?
And that I play on Streamlabs desktop. I'm on 1.5 ping.
He's on delay, actually. He's probably on more delay than anyone else.
And Phil has Twitch chat in the middle of the screen, a sniper rifle.
That is important things to have, though. I like the loyalty there, Phil. Loyalty to the community. I like it a lot.
Of course.
First thing he thanked was this community.
No, of course. The shout out.
I will have to play Garchomp during regionals, by the way. But
yes, that. Please, absolutely. No. You can't promise that and not give it to me, Phil. I absolutely need Garchomp in regionals. There we go. In open qualifiers, just
so y'all gotta work extra hard. Uh-huh. Right?
Okay.
Definitely do your jobs.
Sick. All right, Akilo, you have been somewhat a newer member to this team, but you've been played with YouTube for quite a long time. You've played a couple of roles for the team now, but now you find yourself in the supporter role. How you feeling about playing support for these griefers, I mean teammates, on your roster? Like, how's playing support for the YouTube squad?
It's pretty easy. I think I enjoy support.
Okay. Really? Okay, cool. So you actually are liking the role a lot more. How about metagame-wise right now for supports? I mean, it feels like a little wide open. It feels like Hoopa's kind of finally risen back up to the top, but there's still options for Blissey, Clef, things like that. Are you enjoying the metagame, or do you feel kind of pigeonholed into one or two picks?
I mean, I really enjoy playing the supports, the main supports.
Okay, cool.
Like Hoopa.
Yeah. Your Hoopa. Manufique this weekend, so I really enjoy it. But Chaotic, you actually had the option to play, I think, a lot of things. I think Attacker is in a decent spot in the metagame right now. However, you chose to play Alolan Ninetales basically the entire tournament. You ran it down in team YouTube and makeup pretty much the entire time on the A9. How you feeling about Alolan Ninetales right now? I mean, it feels back on the map in a pretty major way.
I mean, I think I'm just a psychopath.
Okay,
I like to play A9 and Pikachu, and I think Zoroark memes want me to just disconnect, because they hate playing against it, and I played against it.
Really? Okay, so you you'd hate it playing against it, but do you love to play it, or do you feel like...
I love to play it.
Okay,
because it gets them annoyed, and also they're just meta picks.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Pikachu is really good into Zoroark and isolated targets, or just having if I use Volt Tackle, you have to use Full Heal.
Right.
Or else you just die.
Yeah, it's a really solid cooldown takeaway option.
It's a bit of a skill matchup. But then A9 is just like the all-rounder of attackers right now. It can just...
Mm-hmm.
It has good burst. It has good CC. It's got good DPS. Cool. It has everything you need.
Yeah, that's awesome. And Fui, are you here? I miss my intro of you, Fui. But are you in the call right now? Not yet. That's okay. We'll get him in eventually. I don't know. Anyway, A9 feels good. Akilo is enjoying Hoopa. Now, Phil, you have some pretty interesting options. Namely, you've brought the Goodra out from time to time in the tournament runs. How you feeling about Goodra right now in the current metagame? I know Team YouTube likes to flex it a little bit, or is that you liking to flex it in your team begging you to not?
Well, I'm not going to speak on that, okay?
Okay, sure.
but I think Goodra is actually a very underrated pick. Most people just don't really know how to use it to his best of his abilities. It has a really weak early game. But if you know how to neutralize the early game and scale up with it, it takes a lot to take down.
Okay.
And people don't know how to space against it, too. Against Slowbro, all these picks that you see every single game, they know how to space against it. But someone like Goodra... they don't know how to space against it. They played against it once in solo queue.
Mm-hmm.
So if you bust it out and you can play it pretty well, it catches people off guard for sure.
Okay, cool. I like that. Now, Phil, I got to stick with you for a second. You, like I mentioned in the winner's interview, I asked you, you gave yourself the MVP of this tournament run. But I got to ask you, with the rest of your roster is here on a voice call, if you had to give the sleeper pick of your team, you know, the question I love to ask teams is who's the team member on your squad that never gets enough credit for how much value they're bringing to the squad? Who is it?
Can I say myself this time, though?
Okay.
Can I say myself this time, though?
You technically can. I did. It's in the rules.
The guy. Okay. Game 3 against TTV. Kilo calls. All right. TTV's going to rip raid. We have our Snorlax in the bush, not in Raid Pit.
Who's all Snorlax?
Wait.
Not me.
Wait, I was the one who actually called that, by the way.
Okay, sorry, Sam.
I actually called that, and I'm not even in the... I was in the pit.
Go back to comms. I literally said, they're ripping. Go.
They're trying to take credit for my stuff again. It happens all the time.
It was because of Kilo, the goat, securing Ray, could have lost that game.
Could have lost it. That
Akilo is a bit of a
two games. Two games. I'll be honest.
All right, Akilo. Sounds like you're the GOAT. So that and being the support position, I feel like you're the most equipped to answer this question. We got a sleeper pick of the MVP, MVP of the tournament. Let's ask the honest question. Who griefed the hardest in your makeup finals run, Akilo?
I know what he's saying. Who griefed the hardest, Akilo?
Going for it, baby.
You gotta say a name, Akilo. Say a name.
Say a name.
I mean, personally, I think Fui is our MVP just because, like, we win or lose because of him.
Okay.
Well spoken.
Feel a bit backhanded of a compliment, but I think it's a compliment in total. I like it a lot.
I mean, if the game is decided because of him, like, he's probably the most valuable player, right?
Yeah, definitely the cornerstone piece. Fui, are you here? Can you speak up to defend yourself or accept the encouragement? Either way.
Yo, I'm here now.
Yo, Fui, you made it.
Face everyone.
I'm kind of here.
Hello.
All right, so this is a podcast in an audio format for people. If you are listening, go over to YouTube. You got to see it. We got the entire team YouTube face reveal here live on stream. I'm loving it. Fui, you played out of your freaking mind in the May Cup tournament. You were incredible. Your Buzzwole was stuff of legend. I was inspired. I picked up that Pokemon and Solo-Q'd for like a couple hours immediately after the tournament. I was loving it a lot. Fui, in your opinion, you just got named for winning or losing you the games. What makes what kind of plays were you making that were very pivotal in these matches throughout the makeup finals or even just Team YouTube in general? Do you think that you're like a big play caller? Are you big in the communications of the team? Are you just the one who kind of is the one who makes decisions and you just go and everyone else has got to follow you? Where does your personality and gameplay kind of mix into Team YouTube?
Honestly, I like going for the game-changing plays, but right now I think my teammates are doing pretty well, so I just most of the time just look for cleanup, and sometimes I do some goofy engage, and they follow up, and everything just works out.
Good. Hey, the goofy engage can work. I think it really can. That's a lot of fun. So you've been playing a ton of Buzzwole. We talked about a couple of other meta picks with Chaotic and Akilo, but Buzzwole, I think you also put out a tweet saying it's going to be one of the most banned Pokemon headed into regionals, or at least one of the most played or picked Pokemon. Do you still feel that way? Do you think that Buzzwole is meta-defining?
All right, do we say the reason why we pick Buzzwole, or do we just not tell anyone that?
Now you have to, by Unite Mike's law. You can't bring that up and then not tell me. So please, what is the reason that you pick Buzzwole?
It's our decision. It's our decision.
I ain't saying nothing.
I ain't saying nothing.
I mean, just the general idea of playing Buzzwole is to just win the lane. If you win the lane in the top lane in this meta, I think it's pretty good because then you just control the map. And then it makes it really difficult for the enemy top laner to play the game as well.
So right. Okay.
That's just the idea of it.
Sure. You just skill diff the other top laner. I like it. I heard it. You all heard it. I doubt that's what you were insinuating we were going to say, but that's okay. You win the lane. You win game. I like it a lot. Okay. Cool. Well, Fui, you got the MVP vote there from Akilo. Also a little bit from me too. But you guys had a pretty amazing tournament, which I already said before, but I need to say it live on broadcast. Congratulations on a pretty huge win. Obviously, the tournament run that you all had was crazy, crazy good. You had to beat Luminosity twice, I believe, in your tournament run. And you went up against Team TTV in your very first round of the bracket. Is that right? Or were you up against Luminosity round one?
I think we were against TDV round one.
TDV. Okay, so let's do a bit of a tournament recap, shall we, for the squad. So game one, you're up against TTV in bracket. You obviously come away with a win. This one was unfortunately off the main broadcast, but it was on the Phil broadcast. So talk to me about what happened in this first game against TTV. If we can remember, it was a while ago.
I don't remember off the top of my head,
but I think they played their usual comp that is very good against us because they've definitely beaten us before too. They're very good at playing divers like Urshifu and Zoroark.
Yeah,
and it's interesting you mentioned the Buzz pick. I think another strength that we didn't mention with Buzz is we played a lot of front to back with double mage, and Buzz peels surprisingly well. Because if they dive on the Buzz and you connect one crucial CC onto the enemy speedster, just the damage from an all-rounder like Buzz usually shuts them down. Not to mention they can push them away. If we had some very crucial smackdowns, like I know we're talking about a TV game, but getting Red Urshifu out of the pit somehow is incredible in a rip situation.
That was
so there's
nuts.
A lot of those benefits that come with Buzz too that people don't really think about. The peeling aspect of it. It's not just the raw damage and strong laning phase. Late game, it also peels relatively well too,
Yeah, it's one of the most important factors there. And you just mentioned you played a ton of double mage. Chaotic was on the old Ninetales, of course. Sam, you were playing quite a few options. You had some Decidueye games in there. Did you bring out the Gardevoir in this tournament? I can't quite recall. Were you playing that at all?
Yeah, I think I was playing against TTV and LG.
Okay, nice, nice. What is your decision-making process when picking that? Is it just how the draft kind of lines up? Is it against specific teams? You like specific play styles? What kind of toolkit do you go into when choosing these pretty impactful junglers?
I can only play range, so
sure.
I only have a limited amount.
Okay, yeah, don't get close. You're allergic to the enemy team. I hear you. Fair enough. But when it comes to like Decidueye or Gardevoir, what kind of bends the pick either direction?
I think it's like comboing with A9. Like if there's like A9 bro, like Gardy would probably be what's good with it.
Right.
Decidueye, if you want to play max range, like just never being there and then just sniping them.
Yeah. It seemed like a really good answer to Delphox, like when we saw it, like when they were counterpicking Delphox into your Buzzwole quite a bit, your Decidueye was able to just sort of poke out Delphox so they could never enter battlefield. It was, I mean, to me, that was a really good matchup on paper. So I think it worked in multiple ways. That was really cool. Let's talk about Luminosity. You played them second round. You also played them later on in Losers, and you were able to defeat them both matchups. And it's a very formidable LG team. You played them in second round winners and Losers finals, I believe. So, how much prep went into a team like Luminosity? Obviously, Chaotic, I know you have a little bit extra to play for whenever you're playing against that team. But for the most part, like, were you preparing for Luminosity? Was it just a day of, like, let's just beat it? What were the vibes going into the LG matches?
Our paperwork on LG was kind of limited, but we kind of knew what they wanted to do.
Okay.
We kind of didn't expect to beat TTD, at least.
Okay.
Like, we didn't plan for it together. We had some notes on, but we mostly planned for, like, Endurance, Rogue, GT.
Gotcha.
TTV as well, of course.
Mm-hmm. All right. So it makes sense. So this is kind of a surprise that you were headed into LG then, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. Fweet, how do you play those kind of matchups against a team like LG? Obviously, very notable players, a lot of notoriety going into it, but your team's also like kind of star-studded. So, like, when you're going up into LG round number two, is it like, oh, we got this in the bag, or is it, all right, it's now or never? What's kind of the energy headed into that game?
I think the biggest thing for our team is not rather the enemy is strong enough. If we get our comfort pick and we just play our game. We have a rule in the team is you don't have to play it perfect. You just have to play it better than the enemy.
Sure.
And that's what we did. So we end up winning.
I like that rule on the team. We need a team YouTube published book. if you could do signings at regionals, Phil, that would be awesome. The rule book by team
I'll be
YouTube.
In contact with the publisher.
Okay, good. Yeah. We'll get that set down. I like that a lot. All right, cool. So obviously you took down Luminosity twice. Now you faced off against GT in winners finals and you lost this one 2-1. Obviously the story didn't end there, but let's talk about the winners finals matchup. A close game, clearly ended in a 2-1. But what were you thinking in that match? What got away from you to lose that one 2-1?
You asking me?
Anybody, really.
Wait, what happened then?
I think we gave him Chandelier.
That happened. That did. And it didn't happen again after that. It was
they were just too hot on Chandelier, so
sure.
Yeah,
ban it down.
Ban it.
Make him play something else.
Fair enough. Yeah, I mean, Slakimsa is absolutely popping off in that Pokemon. Clearly put her name for one of the best Chandelures in the game. And then, yeah, we pivot into Grand Finals. You reset the bracket. You win this thing 4-0 in terms of that run. Banning Chandelure out every single game. Now, Fui, you mentioned comfort picks is a very important part of Team YouTube's play style and their strategy. And you're banning away a comfort pick from the enemy team. Who on your squad kind of handles draft strategy? Like, who's talking the most in the draft screen?
I think it's mostly Akilo. He usually gets the first pick, and then I get the second pick, and I put my input in there as well.
Sure.
And if anybody wants a ban that they feel like the enemy team is really strong on, we just ban out that as well.
Okay, so. Gotcha. So Akilo, you tend to get first pick when it comes to this draft. Is it just like a lot of draft priority put on the support lineup for the squad? Is that like one of the, you think the big impactful roles in the metagame? Should supports always be getting first pick right now?
No, not support getting. There's just a lot of priority picks, and
yeah,
I usually prep to see what our like priority picks are, so like I can first pick. Like I try to call it the draft like scenario, and we usually just pick accordingly. Okay. For bans, it's usually like what the team wants to ban. Right. I think Sam called to ban Chandelier in the final game.
Nice
against BT.
Sam otherwise, said enough is enough.
I wasn't aware how much Chandelier was doing, like as a support,
right?
And they felt it. So
okay. I mean, they were playing all day. Like,
yeah,
they were hot.
True.
They were hot.
They were really good at Chandelier.
Yeah, I mean, obviously that one matchup happened, and you were able to pull it back from there. Okay, cool. And so, grand finals, you go into a bracket reset position, which is a tough spot to be. However, like esports statistics speaking, it's a tough percentile. But if you win that first matchup, the lower bracket side or whatever half of grand finals, all of a sudden the odds of you winning the tournament skyrocket. the odds of a team who has reset a bracket losing the whole thing are so low, which is really cool. You were able to completely flip it and then you ran it back. Phil, you're coming from loser's bracket, but you took down Luminosity to get back into Grants. Was that like the big spark of energy that was like, all right, we can win this entire tournament? Or was it like, or was there a couple people being like, come on, everybody, like dragging across the finish line? Like, we got to just finish this thing.
I actually remember the comms. I don't think anyone was even thinking about winning the entire tournament. Most of our math was like, okay, we need a top four here and then like top four again or some stuff like that.
Okay.
So we weren't really even thinking about it. Going into losers is definitely no stranger to Team YT. We usually go through losers. Not all the way. Okay, this is the first time we've gone through losers all the way.
Hey,
so we were definitely very comfortable in losers. And cool. Yeah, I think what you said was correct about the if you get the bracket reset, because we just got so much momentum. Mm-hmm. After the bracket reset, the games just felt so smooth. I had no doubt in my mind that like we were going to lose after we bracket reset. It's just you're in the zone. And same with the Chandelier ban. You mentioned we ban Chandelier every game.
Yeah.
If we pick something that works, we keep doing it until they figure out how to beat it. And if they don't, we just keep it up. We're like, okay, banning Chandelier wins. I'm going to keep banning Chandelier then.
Yeah.
Dude, I didn't even know we won. I was like, wait, what's the score right now? It's like, we won. And I was like, oh, okay.
He was selling the zone. He forgot 4-0.
I think there were 20 seconds in left. And I was like, don't pop off yet. Just like, don't get stuff. Like, let's
close
this out.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
And then after the match, I was like,
yeah, I can't lose my mind yet. Okay, well, cool. Yeah. That's really funny that you were talking about. You were already crunching the numbers while in losers finals. You're like, okay, CP wise, this is important because of this and this and this. And you're right, championship points this year are the most important thing inside the championship. Like, as opposed to last year, obviously very different. This year, we talked a lot about this on last night's episode, but we also talked about your team. Now, your team is in an interesting position because you're kind of in charge of your own destiny. If obviously, I think if you get a top three result, you get into Worlds. However, you need to make sure that GT does not get into that spot as well. It's like another one of those conversations that needs to happen. However, you will most likely be put in the same group as GT based on seeding. Why? So you're going to be going up against a team that you are, I guess, 2-1 against now in the most recent tournament. Is all that to be said, the way the stars are aligning in terms of GT versus YouTube as a rivalry is pretty exciting. Is there just a lot of prep going into how can we beat GT? Or are you being a little more utilitarian about it? Like, we need to practice against everybody because we still need to place insanely well at this tournament to make Worlds. What's the game plan headed towards the regional finals that the open series starts literally this weekend?
I think the game plan is if we can play well against GT, then I think we could just go 6-0 in our group.
Dude, a lot of times we don't even think about like draft.
Sure. And I mean, you forget you're in the game of Unite, it sounds like. Sam's just chilling.
Like... just keep on doing what we've been doing. We'll win.
Yeah. We just want our comfort pick.
Okay, sure.
Like, once we get our comfort picks, like...
I wanted to think about the math a little bit, but then it just got annoying. Yeah, I'm just like, all right, guys, just win first.
Just win.
You don't got to think too much about it. Just first it.
That's true.
It does end up coming down to if we're fourth, we need them to go like eighth, ninth, or something.
Yeah, there it ends up being breakpoints. You could get in if you're fifth, but then JT needs to get 13th. So yeah, there's a lot of really interesting breakpoints.
If we get first, we don't got to worry about none of that stuff.
Exactly.
If when we qualify on stage, you'll know. We'll pop off.
That's true. Okay, that's another fun conversation. So earlier on in the year in EUIC was played out in person. Top 8 of Europe got to be there. Some really amazing games. And I really do think that some players play up to the stage. And other players, of course, are going to feel a bit of that stage fright. Their first time on there, the nerves kind of set in. What's Team YouTube going to be like, you think, in person? Are you guys Lanimals? Are you going to be unlocked when in person?
I think I'm
going to
be stronger on stage.
Yeah.
Okay. I think I'll be fine.
I like the stage.
All right. We'll have to get like a phone up there for you to have on. Like have your Twitch chat for Phil. I don't know how we're going to get that on stage.
They don't let you stream up there, unfortunately.
I'll figure it out.
Phil.
We tried in London.
Phil is...
Didn't try hard enough.
Yeah, it's true. I wouldn't stop.
I mean, you can't get disqualified. That was the caveat.
Yes.
I need my Streamlabs desktop, so I don't know.
True. He can't play without it. Maybe we'll get you.
He's not
going
to stream. He just needs to look at it in the preview.
He just needs the overlay.
Yeah, I swear.
Zoinks, did you hear about that, by the way,
live.
Zoinks, how Sam plays?
You mentioned at the start of the show, you literally play via your preview on Streamlabs. Is that correct?
So he's delayed 200 MS minimum, like, every play.
And you literally...
That's why he misses... That's why he hits half his guard unite.
I was like, you literally play the role with the most skill shots in this game. What do you mean you play with limited...
And he's Rock Lee! He's Rock Lee! Yo, when Regis comes, he's gonna be able to land. Unlocked.
That's true.
30 MF.
He's gonna be in the future. He's gonna be playing in the future constantly.
He's going Lotus 8 or whatever.
I'm just picturing a sketch where we have Sam step up on stage and drop two monitors with Streamlabs on it, like, off of his arms, and they just crash down as he goes to play.
Okay, make that edit. If we win regionals, make that edit.
Yeah, right? Absolutely.
Unless
I'm making that happen.
If he ends, then do not make that
edit. No, not gonna happen.
Yeah, do you have a body pillow in the back?
I do.
That was the confident idea to that
question.
Don't show us.
Yeah. Oh my god. I just noticed that, by the way. He like just turned a light on.
I mean, it's kind of out in the open. It's like, it's a gray wall. I mean,
all right.
Anyway. Wait, my whole screen's gray. Never mind.
That's why is that my attacker, bro?
It's Joseph Joestar. What do you mean?
No further questions.
He plays a good A9.
Man, I play a good A9. You know, that's all that matters.
That is true. Okay, let's talk this current roster of Team YouTube. Obviously, you had a crazy good tournament together. You're feeling the synergy. You're headed into the World Championships. I know it's a long way off and a lot of things can happen, but how are we feeling about Team YouTube headed into the future? Like World Championships and then even beyond? Like, does this feel like a roster that you think will still keep competing? Is it too many question marks right now? Like, obviously people are going to take time off for the mid game and stuff like that. Or is this not even a question that I can really pose quite yet? How are we feeling?
I feel like after May, our chances went from like 0.05%
okay.
to like 40%. What's like 40%?
All right. Sick. I mean, obviously, you are all such talented players. We want you in the competitive scene as long as we possibly can because you're so much flipping fun to watch. It really is. But we said it a few times. I want to just say a big congratulations on winning May Finals yet again. It was so sick. I'm just curious, like, do any of you have, like, specific moments that happened in the tournament that you're like, I gotta talk about this because of how flipping cool I was or my teammates were? Phil, I know you talked about a pretty crazy slow bro alt you had in Grands. What moment was you talking about in that one?
That was the final game, and that goes along with the I just didn't think I could lose.
Okay.
So I just want to make the flashiest play possible while winning. And I was stuck on bro. I wanted to play someone else, to be honest.
Wait, but what was the other option? What was the second fiddle option?
Probably something like Guja or something similar. Like that,
yeah, and we were like, no, Slowbro's up. We're taking
but then they pick me Slowbro, yep. So I'm like, what is the coolest thing you can do on Slowbro possible?
Uh-huh.
Okay, that is the peak. I got to do one of those in the game. Sure.
That's better than anything you could do on Guja.
I'll do some crazy shit.
Press buttons on Guja and run at people.
There we go. We'll see the goo guy.
It was also kind of poetic because Sam got his Venusaur too, and Sam is known for his Venusaur.
Yeah, so that is true.
I'm known for some other picks, but competitive wise, I play a lot of Slowbro. I feel like we all got Venusaur. Our picks that we were kind of known for too, which was really nice.
I'd say Sam is known for the Venusaur. It's just kind of retro. It's a retro.
It's kind of retro. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a retro. Yeah,
like the only thing better, I think, is if we can get Machamp that final game, then we would have won with like our all star, like comfort favorite pick lineup.
There
you know?
We go.
Okay. I think we earned the Buzzwole.
Might be his pick now. He's known for the Buzzwole now.
He got banned.
He's the only one that really played it.
LG banned Buzzwole. I think it was the only Buzzwole banned.
Oh, that's a screenshot moment.
Who told them to play it?
All right, shout out Sam. Fui, if you had the option, if you like, you have an iconic Pokemon that you are known for playing forever, Machamp or Buzzwole, which one are you picking? Who do you want the legacy of Fui to be revolving around?
Yeah, which one do you win UCS with?
Honestly, buff Serena so we can play Serena again.
No, okay.
Yeah, he actually loves Serena. Saying, yeah.
That's a sick Pokemon, too.
Right now, I think it's just a lot stronger than Machamp, so there's really no reason to run Machamp over Buzz in most situations. So.
Yeah, it's fair.
And the buff's coming out, and you know his skin's coming out as well, so.
Let's go.
That's for the win.
Yeah, there has to be a skin, which means he's getting like 2 back to back mythics in like, 4 months or something like that?
Don't care. Love that Pokemon. Don't care. 1v1 between Akilo and Sam on Venusaur. Who wins the 1v1?
Ooh, who wins?
I'll let you guys decide that.
I don't know. We'll see. We've never done it.
Yeah, show match and regional. Show match. Yes, if we win, we're going to 1v1 live on stage with our phones.
Chaotic isn't even included. Yeah, my bad. My bad, Chaotic. You could be.
No, I want to shoutcast. That sounds like fun.
That is true. Yeah, Chaotic and I shoutcast the Akilo versus Sam 1v1 Venu matchup. That'd be a lot of fun.
Whoever loses, we just flame forever.
I think we need to hear Akilo's thought process when he secured that Ray with the Hoopa.
Oh, yeah, that was a game-changing play here.
Talk to me. Where's the ice and veins Akilo moment? What's going through the brain?
I knew I had it.
Sure. Like at the draft screen? At the draft screen, you were like, I got this.
I saw they didn't have
in the draft screen.
They were just ripping it for me. And then I just.
They were ripping it. And they both got knocked up by the tornado.
Oh,
both of them.
The thing is, Akilo also does not pop off to win it yet. If I got it, I would have popped off. Akilo just said in comms, I got it, guys.
Well, he knew he had it.
It's like Tango
down. We're like, what?
Oh my gosh. Insert Mario GIF with the you dropped this, King. Unbelievable. I love that.
He says, I got it.
It also felt like after that game, it was just over. And like, we just, every game was a stop, I think. It's just insane momentum. Yeah.
That's awesome. All right, chat, if you have any questions that you want me to ask Team YouTube, make sure to post it now. But, okay, Chaotic, how about you? Any specific moment in the tournament that you're like, no, this was a huge peak of the tournament for me?
Oh, I mean, come on now. It was the last thing shown. It was the best part of the tournament. Dying to a Regieleki.
Yes,
on
it was.
Fretzu's not here. I will avenge him.
Yes,
I will play the. I will die for it.
Carry the flag. Carry the flag for Fretzu. No, that was a great moment. But I really do think that you broke the curse. You broke the curse. Wow, a lot of questions. First off, why is Sam so hot? Sam, care to comment?
He's got that sparkle, right. You know.
That is true. This is a fun question. Did YouTube have any special strategies planned for anyone in particular? Any teams that you particularly had, this is the lineup, this is how we beat this team? Any of those kind of things?
I mean, I don't think it's like a spoiler to say, like, playing Pikachu into Zoroark, right?
Sure. Like, okay, so Zoroark
teams,
we play
Pikachu. We've done it, we think it's a comfortable pick.
Okay. Cool. That's a pretty good straight up call out. I like that. But yeah, Sam, sorry if you missed it. The question was, why are you so hot? What's the question?
Explain, Sam.
Explain.
Yes.
It is a mystery. We cannot solve.
Just drink water.
Okay.
Oh, true. I need to fill up.
Fwee Cookie wants to know if you can buy them boba right now. It's a bit of an immediate request, but Phil, Hotline wants to know why you hate experience share.
Why
yes,
I
Phil.
Hate
yes, Phil. I want you to yes. explain.
Oh, he wants to know too, huh?
I want to know.
I actually have strong beliefs about experience share. I do not think it's good late game. That's mainly why.
Okay.
But it's good early game though.
Sure. But okay.
Late game, I feel like the defenders late, all end up at around the same
late
level.
Late game, it still gives you 30% extra experience on every camp. 130%. It's so
yeah,
good.
But I still outlevel the enemy defender anyway. Like, I'm usually one of the highest levels on
worst
teams.
When you're playing worst teams, you get 6 stacks in the beginning. You're playing LG.
Bro, me and Kilo used to run Venusaur with him with no XP.
Yeah,
he went with the Bulbasaur.
No, all of like...
and they still level 5.
That's my MVP.
Worlds before Worlds, we played a bunch of no... Dude, I don't believe in it. Don't believe in it.
I swear to God, though, like Akilo, I remember this happening back in the day. Akilo would like get the top and Ba'a, and Phil's like, yo, guys, this works. Smashes the lane.
Yeah. Classic.
Akilo the goat securing everything.
Oh no. That I don't know about.
When he's got it, he's got it.
When was the last time
that?
You secured a ray?
I'm not trying. This guy's that's picking on the defender.
Job,
I'm zoning people,
bro.
And he's like, who secured Ray?
Okay, you know what? That's fair.
Like, if I secured Ray, I did something wrong.
I will say,
lose
Phil,
a lot of more games than you
would. One thing I want to touch on. Phil did a great job with, like, Ray fights. Like, the last Ray fight, like, I think that was the best play he ever made. Like,
okay.
There's more coming up. There's more.
That's what I like to hear. That was actually game changing.
Yeah, he surfed. There's two speedsters, basically, and they united them. Like, it was, like, the perfect play.
Okay, a lot of people asking for shout outs.
Don't let it get your head.
Phil, if you win money at regionals, are you setting it aside for a Supra?
There's a good chance. There's definitely
a good chance. There's a good Supra chance.
2020 Mark V model year.
Yeah, let's go.
You'll
okay.
see, don't worry.
I like it a lot. Will Phil play Umbreon in regionals if it's available?
It's not available, but if it is, I will probably play it.
If it's available, it's banned.
There's a good chance it's available for NAIC. Like, I mean, that's how EUIC was. There
if
was
they
difference
allow it,
in
I
bands
can for
between.
Sure play some
I hope I they don't, Umbreon. Because that mon feels really strong.
And it's just good. Another mon I get to add to my collection.
It's just like, hey, Lapras, move over. You're getting replaced.
Yeah, which already, that Pokemon is wild. Okay, cool. I think that is. I think that's a pretty good spot to end the interview. I think we've got a great look at who Team YouTube is. Again, big congratulations from me and Unite Mikes on winning the May Cup Finals. I cannot wait to watch you all at Regionals. It's going to be a really fun tournament. Obviously, you are in a very exciting position. You're not quite in that top four of championship points quite yet, but you're right on the edge. You're in control of your own destiny. Team YouTube is going to be a ton of fun to watch. I cannot wait. Before we go, I just want to give each of you a chance to plug anything you'd like. Socials, sellout, shout out, whatever you'd like. The stage is yours. Akilo, where can people find you on the internet?
Twitter, my @ is Akilo, I think.
Cool.
But follow our new Team YT Twitter.
Absolutely. True. Hey, shout out to that Twitter account. They literally called me the GOAT, I think, 3 times in the last week. I'm a big fan of that Twitter account. It's not hard to make me a fan.
No lies detected.
No lies detected. That's exactly right. Chaotic, how about you? Where can people find you?
Well, I said one of my goals was I would start streaming again once we, I guess, won a UCS, which I didn't even do last year.
Yeah.
So you can catch me at twitch.tv/chaoticu.
Cool.
Twitch?
Yeah, Twitch.
Uh-oh. Right. Uh-oh.
I'm a traitor. I'm a
traitor. Get him out of here. Get him out of here.
All right. Well, good luck in your attacker hunt. Good thing you got Pikachu. All right, Fwee, how about you? Where can people find you on the internet?
You can catch me on YouTube and Twitch. I stream on both platforms, so, you know, a little bit for everybody.
That's right.
And also join my Discord and Twitter.
Okay, fantastic. Much to Phil's bane. Phil, how about you? Where can people find you?
You can find me on exclusively YouTube, because we're Team YouTube.
Correct.
Phil Yumu's on YouTube, Phil Yumu's 2 for the live stream channel. And I think most of us do stream on YouTube. Though. Sam and Fui stream on YouTube. I'm trying to get these two other ones to stream as well, but it's tough.
Right? Sure. You do know, but I'm pretty sure we have to change our name, like if we make it a world, right?
Do we? Why?
I'm pretty sure because we have a brand name. I don't think we can have a brand name.
Okay, we'll be fill-in friends too. That's okay too.
That's also good.
That sounds great.
That's actually a go-to team name. That's great. All right, Sam, how about you? Where can people find you?
YouTube and Twitter.
YouTube and Twitter. Okay, sweet. What's the at for YouTube? That's not how that works.
So what's sad YouTube? Sam.
Okay, go So Sad Sam on YouTube. I know how YouTube works. Don't worry about it.
Streaming right now.
Great. Go check it out. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to Overdunk. Obviously, if you're listening on the podcast app, please drop that 5-star review. It helps more people find the show. It really does. It's so nice. And if you're watching live on Twitch, thank you so much. Make sure to go over to youtube.com/UniteMics to go follow this, watch all the other episodes of Overdunk, and, of course, a lot of fun tournament content. We're hoping to run another big Unite Mics tournament in July in between that regionals and Worlds gap. So be excited about that. I cannot wait to make more tournament action happen on the channel. It's going to be a lot of fun. But that, I think, is going to bring us to the end of our episode. Thank you, everybody. We have two more episodes next week. Next Tuesday, Lazadin is going to be leading the episode for Gaverdunk for Pride Month. It's going to be fantastic. I can't wait. I'll see you all there. Goodbye.